For this month, I really have, I really have prepared something for all of them, especially for all for the LGBT community. And
whoa, yo, 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 kumusta, my fellow kings and queens? Welcome to the dopest podcast in the world. Thank you for tuning in on Kings of the Night. I'm Lauren Sapaga.
I am Xerxes Bakker.
And together with Nelson Dior, we're building bridges between dance music and the Philippines.
So sit back and relax, because it's tea time.
Welcome to Kings of the Night. Woo! Oh, yes, yes, yes. Welcome back again to
Kings of the Night
Podcast.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wait, that was amazing.
Oh, was it?
How we,
that was like, you? Or
no, that was Nelson.
Was Nelson. Ah.
That was amazing.
This was like teamwork.
Teamwork. Like we are a team for how many episodes? Tea time. It's like we're a team.
Team Nelson.
Behind the screen.
Just waiting for you, man. Hey, hey, hey.
Okay. God damn it. Now I spilled.
Not again. Again.
Oh, I spilled
yes,
again.
Yes, guys. Thanks for watching again. Kings of the Night podcast.
I'm spilling on purpose, so there's less drink.
For because me, your like, mom is watching.
Exactly. God damn it. Look at this, guys.
Mm.
Today's guest.
Yeah, this guy is hot at the moment.
Today's king of the night.
The king, but we are also kings. So we have more kings. So, but it's still
another
it's still
king.
Kings.
Another king of the night is Paul
Pablo from Davao.
Yeah.
So.
I'm excited for this
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, me too. He's
I'm excited for every episode, but hey,
let's go.
Paul Pablo?
Or not? Yes. Okay. Kings of the night.
21-year-old Davao-based Filipino artist and songwriter Paul Pablo faces issues of love, identity, and social tension with a distinguished sound of pop that coalesces electropop, indie, disco, synth-pop, and R&B.
Wow.
He debuted in 2020 with a single Bye, featuring a self-produced music video, guys.
Okay.
With over 21K views on YouTube. That's crazy.
Wow.
In February 2021, he released another debut calling Bangin.
Bangin.
Bangin, Nelson.
Hey,
Bangin.
Bangin.
As his pioneering single under Warner Music Philippines,
yes.
Guys. This opened more doors for him to reach local radio placements and national scope playlists on Spotify. Bangin now has over 200K streams on Spotify and 30K views on YouTube. He is making a twist by translating his imagination into music and visuals. As an LGBTQ advocate, Paul Pablo wants to lift the rainbow flag by making his signature move in the Philippines music industry with the help of Warner Music Philippines.
Wow.
A round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, for Paul Pablo.
Hey. Hi, everyone.
Hey.
What up, Paul?
Good evening.
What up?
How are you, Paul? That's the first question.
Yeah.
How are you?
Right now, I am doing good, and I am doing my best to recover as fast as I could because I'm actually kind of sick because of my acute sinusitis, and I forgot the name of the other one.
There's more.
Acute sinusitis. So I was asked to have a vocal rest for 5 days and
oh,
then
wow.
focus on medication for 2 weeks. And right
oh,
now I'm
wow.
on my second week now. So I'm actually feeling kind of better.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
Thank God that you feel better because that's
yeah.
that's
yes.
terrible, especially being an artist. You want to sing,
yeah,
you want to create,
sure.
you want to write.
Yeah.
And then you can't do that, you know? That's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God you feel better, Paul.
Yeah.
And yeah. also that you still want to be part of this.
Yeah. Otherwise, he wasn't
here
right now
right?
on the podcast.
Yeah.
It's okay, actually, as long as I don't get to, sing too much. Siguro, mga one song is enough. Pero after
yeah.
that one, I need to, rest. For,
yeah.
Pero tapos na rin yung 5 days vocal rest for last week. So
yeah.
right now, I could sing better than last week. Because last
okay.
week, talaga, I really had a...
yeah.
hard time pronouncing words because
oh, wow.
of my
okay.
Marado na ilong.
Yeah.
But now you're feeling better than last week, right?
Yes.
Good to hear that. Good to hear that.
We'll take it easy on Paul
for today.
We'll take it easy on Paul today. you don't have to sing.
So that means no shots.
No shots. Yeah. Well, we can take a shot. We'll take a shot for Paul.
For Paul.
Yeah, I also prepared.
Oh yeah! Cheers, Paul. Cheers. Of course you are prepared, man.
You see that he's feeling better right now.
He's feeling
Otherwise, there was no alcohol in the game.
Otherwise, there was no alcohol in the game.
All right, cheers to you. Thank you for being on the show. Yes. Thank you guys for watching this podcast with Paul Pablo, our special guest for today.
So I kind of gave an introduction. So again, we're not going to ask Paul Pablo who is Paul Pablo because
you already gave the intro.
I just gave the intro.
Yes.
But. I think the people want to know what's the connection between us and Paul Pablo. Is there a connection, or just did we just meet? Yeah. Like, what's that?
I don't know.
It's crazy. We kind of, okay. let me spill the beans here. We kind of just met, but we know about each other, right, Paul? Like, we know about each other. Like, we have one connection, and it's probably again
Wi-Fi.
Sir Alex Wi-Fi Lim. You know, like
it's always Wi-Fi.
There is this one glue that surrounds us, you know, and that's so,
he's the one, man. He's the one. Wi-Fi.
So we kind of know each other, yeah, right?
I know.
And we're supposed to be working together as well, Paul. Like, are we going to work together? Is that a thing that we can do?
Yes, pretty soon, hopefully. Sir Alex told me a lot about you, Rin, and the songs that you have produced, like that. And then it really, really interests me. And, you know, I just in the future, if I'll be getting to work with you, it will be such an honor for me also.
Yo, likewise.
Hey, yeah.
Vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think it will happen.
Yeah, I think so. Think so.
Easy. I think it will happen.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely. Because I got the same feelings. I don't know about you, Lawrence, but...
Yeah, because the funny thing was Alex, of course, it's always Alex.
Always Alex.
he asked me like 2 weeks ago if I would like to remix your latest song, Bangin. And then I was like, yeah, sure, why not? Then I talked to Xerxes as well, and I was like, yo.
Yeah, why not? That's a great idea.
Let's go. This is like the start of working together or create something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, why not?
I think so. I think that's the start. Talking about Bangin.
Bangin.
I do want to talk about Bangin.
Yes.
Right. So viral. That's the latest single. How did that song came about?
Okay, so I actually thought of something that would, you know, describe the way I feel about love and falling in love. So I know I couldn't think of anything aside from cliff or bangin. So diba, whenever we there are people like me who feels really scared about falling in love because of the heartbreaking experiences that I've been through before, it led me to not want to believe in love again. I'm not just talking about romantic love in here. I'm also talking about parental love like that. Because my father also passed away last year, and last year was kind of tough. But at the same time, it was also happy because it was the start of, it is where I started my career talaga in music.
Like,
but too sad, my dad really did not witness it here on Earth. But actually, I just thought of all the heartbreaking experiences that I've been through before, and then I wanted to incorporate that one into a song because Bangin is all about reconnecting with love, no matter how you feel brokenhearted or no matter what you've been through, because painful experiences that you will be experiencing because of love. Yeah. You need to reconnect because love will give you hope and, you know, like it will give you a reason for living. So that's why I wrote Bangin, and then there's a progress in the song. Like the first part, it's I just noticed myself that I'm smiling again because I let myself believe in love or let love, like, you know, give sparks to my life like that. And then until at the end part of the song, I finally got to you know, like I just let myself fall into the cliff of love, mm-hmm. because that's the reality of about us sometimes. Like we don't experience, notice ourselves quickly that we're falling in love na pala, and then we just let ourselves to fall in love lang.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
The story behind this, man.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It kind of blows me away.
Yeah.
In a way you, that...
Look, I got goosebumps, man. Really. Like the story.
No, really,
man.
It kind of blows me away because when people ask about our song, Kings of the Night, I'm like, yeah.
I don't know. It was one of the, I don't know.
We just wrote it. And like this has this whole
story, man. Yeah, it's great.
It translates into the success that it has as well also. Because it has getting some rise in the Philippine charts and in the Philippine, you know, the numbers.
You even got on a cover of like what was it again on Spotify?
Yeah,
Bahaghari
playlist.
Yeah, he was like on the cover. It's like, oh man, if you're on the playlist, then this is like it's going viral.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And also because of the producer of it, right? Jay Ehidio. Like I had a meeting once with Jay. A great guy.
Yeah.
Like it's he's super talented. And he produced Bangin, right?
Yeah, he produced Bangin. And at that time it was only the two of us who got to work with the song and Sir Alex. And then, you know, it was kind of unforgettable for me because it was actually my first time working with someone who I just met. Because we were not really like good friends before. Kuya Jay, we didn't know each other before. But then because of Sir Alex, I was really surprised to get to know Kuya Jay because... I had no idea that Iara was from Davao.
That's why he's called Wi-Fi, man.
Yeah,
he's got the connection.
He's connecting.
He's connecting everybody,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, that's so good. And because
so, right now, Kuya Jay is like, you know, like an older brother to me. I can talk to him comfortably, and it really feels happy to work with someone that you also feel comfortable with, and then. Ayun, Bangin, it all started with Bangin talaga.
Right. That was the first song that you guys collaborated on. It's true, man. Like because me as a producer,
multi-platinum.
Me as just a normal producer,
multi-platinum.
It's literally about feeling the artist comfortable to be what like the best that artist can be. That's my job. That's my only job. And then make it sound good. Yeah, of course. But that's easy to learn as a producer. It's easy to learn to be sonically really good in quality. That's just 10,000 hours. Mm-hmm. How to make something sound really good. That's just work 10,000 hours. Go, 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 grind, grind, grind.
Yeah.
But that little... being connecting with that artist, making that artist comfortable to be themselves and to be fully 100%, that's the hardest part, man. Okay. So I really get why that's like a super important thing between like you and Jay. Exactly. And Jay is a cool guy, man. Shout out to Jay.
Jay Ehidio?
Ehidio.
You were right.
Yeah.
You were right. Yo, first of all, I want to just shout out the room and the red.
Yeah, man.
Because that's amazing.
It looks like you're in Amsterdam right now. Actually.
That's true. The red light district.
Yeah. So it's all like... about the red lights, you know. It's great.
Red
man.
Is also my favorite color, Kasi.
Red?
Okay, you should come to Amsterdam, man. You will love it. You'll love it.
Back in the days, I was watching Power Rangers a lot. And the red Power Ranger was my favorite. Was my favorite Power Ranger. Did you watch Power Rangers, Nelson?
Yes, I did.
Who was your favorite Power Ranger?
The pink one. It was not, Kimberly.
It was not really my favorite.
The pink one.
Seriously? Show. No? No. No. What was your favorite show back in the day?
What, when I was a kid?
Yeah. In 1948.
No, I'm
kidding. I'm kidding.
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe. That's a long time ago.
Oh, wow.
That's a long time ago.
Thundercats. Yeah.
Thundercats. Also, Paul, I wanted to discuss your plans for Pride Month because it's May, guys. Now, like, I don't know when
June.
June is what?
Yeah, man. It's June. It's
June. I am so. I have no idea anymore. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Let's rewind that. So, guys, it's June, right?
It's June. Yes.
I mean, it's Pride Month now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
right, yeah, like yeah, June is Pride Month,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why did I say May? Because I know Pride Month is in June.
I don't know.
Because it's a big thing in Amsterdam as well, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, like yeah. Pride normally month. We have like the whole festival,
the parade,
here.
And
yeah, exactly, the whole Pride. Yeah. And everything. Yeah.
I don't think anything is happening this year. Yeah.
I don't think it's happening this year, right?
No, I don't know. Not sure. I haven't heard anything about
that's
it.
That's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Too bad. Too bad, because I really like that. But you told me you got plans for Pride Month. What are your plans? What are your big plans?
Okay, for Pride Month, I really wanted it to be, you know, special for the gays. No, not just for the gays, but for all the people.
All the people, LGBTQ.
Yeah.
But right now, I just get a lot of support from gay people. It feels kind of new to, you know, like whenever you post something, there will always be like someone who will comment and then like support it, retweet, ganyan. And then because before I got used to like, you know, posting and then getting ignored. But right now, yeah, whenever I post something, it really feels new to me na. Someone will comment, and then most of them are gay people like me. And then, for this month, I really have, you know, like, I really have prepared something for all of them, especially for the LGBT community and all of the people here from Davao City, because I really wanted to, you know, like, give a big contribution here in our music scene, because I think that we're kind of left out. Compared to Cebu and Luzon, so yeah. I think that here in Davao, once I'll get more people to listen to my song, and then that would give a lot. I'll give them or make them become interested to more artists here from our city.
Yeah.
So for Pride Month, I prepared a song. I have an upcoming single.
Oh.
And then I actually posted something last night. I already posted the pre-save link and the date for the release. It's coming June 18. And then,
June 18, yes.
I don't know if I could announce the date for the music video and lyric video yet, but there will also be a music video and lyric video coming this month also. So
yep.
After siguro ng release ng audio, sunod-sunod na siya.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the glitter? Like because I saw some pictures.
Yeah.
Yo, guys, it's gonna be amazing. It's literally gonna be amazing. I don't know if Alex, I just want to call him Wi-Fi. I want
to
call him Wi-Fi.
It's easier to pronounce.
I'm just gonna call him Wi-Fi, Paul. Like I don't know if you.
Wait.
He's taking a zip. Sorry. No. You're good. That's good.
Okay. Cheers, Paul.
So, I don't know why if I told you, but I am a fan of Paul Pablo. I'm really a fan of Paul Pablo.
Thank you.
Also, because I kind of feel and I hear and I just know the artistry behind it. It's you, you know, not only the songs but also the music video, right? Like it says in the bio, like I just read the bio, of course, but it's actually like that. You're also self-producing all the videos yourself. Like you're coming up with the concepts, and I think we, to be honest, like because we're checking with Lawrence and Nelson about our next video and stuff, and we have your video the banging one, right?
As a
reference.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we really, you know, we really acknowledge and the creativity behind it, you know? And that's, first of all, compliments to you
amazing.
About that.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Literally, what, like it's not only because you're an artist, you're a musical artist, but you're just an artist in general. And how did you like find out like, oh, I also want to do the videos myself. Like, I just want to produce my videos. I just want to write my songs. Like, how did you know about like, I want to put myself in everything, not only audio, but also video?
Okay. So, I just want to ask something first. Could you guys understand a little bit of Tagalog? Because
our Tagalog is really like bad. It's really bad.
like you combine it with English, and then we'll know.
That's how I wanna. I wanna say my answer because my jaw is aching from speaking. Too much English.
You can just also drink. Okay, so, that's it.
Okay, so I actually started doing a lot of parody videos before, since I was in elementary. So back in the days, I love taking pictures, I love doing videos, and then it really was an interest of mine that really did not leave me until now. So mas nauna pa ako mag produce ng mga videos before I got into songwriting. So, ayun. Oh, wow. Whenever I write something, kasi I visualize, I have this vision inside my head that I want to incorporate in a song, and then the feels or the mood also of the song, it would also sometimes depend on what I see inside my mind. Like, for example, for Bangin, I pictured it as something dark, and then the later part, I wanted it to have like a twist, like glow up, very colorful like that. So while writing the lyrics and thinking of the melodies, I also think of like pictures in my mind that it becomes like an inspiration whenever I write something. So when I get to the process of creating a music video, I always wanted it to be authentic, and I want the idea to be coming from me. So for the person who's going to work with me with the music video, I always tell them that this is what I want. This is how I want the music video to happen, the flow. I create mood boards, storyboards like that.
Of course.
And then I submit it to them, because I also practice this one on my course, because I am an AB communication student, and I just graduated last month. just right now, I already have that freedom to like spend my time doing music, thinking of more ideas like that. And that's when I realized, actually it started with Bai. That's when I realized that I really want to direct and pitch concepts for my song for the music video, because it would be better if the perspective or the story behind the video is coming from the artist itself.
True.
So,
I mean, you can reckon that like as being an artist yourself, Lawrence. Like, you want, you have a song out, and then like you know what's it about, and you just want to
visualize it.
Yeah, you want to translate that into the music
into
video
the music
as well.
Video, that's what. Yeah, before the first single, Seven.
Yeah,
that was for me. Yeah, because it was also like the festival anthem. So for me, it was like. It was the anthem for this festival, and for me being a DJ and artist, it was like to combine it, like images or videos of the festival and me as being a DJ, like having fun behind the decks or like being on stage, and like to combine it.
Yeah.
And because Nelson was there as well.
Nelson?
He shot all the videos for...
Who's
for,
that?
He has to do all the hard work.
Nelson is there
He did all the hard work. I was just playing my songs, my tracks, like standing on stage play. And like one, two, three, jump. I don't know, like, like being a DJ. And then we got Nelson. He translated the whole video, the music video into, it's just becoming, being a DJ and releasing this festival anthem. Yeah, I don't know how you say it. It's like,
yeah, because you also had in the intro of the song, right? Like, yeah, I hope we'll get to, I hope we'll get to do this again, you know? Yeah,
because that time the pandemic started. Oh, wait, no. It was 1 year before.
But the release was
this year, 2021.
Yeah.
January 1st. And yeah.
Let's not talk about the pandemic anymore.
Yeah, because everything will open up again now. So.
I mean, everything will open up again. Everybody's getting vaccinated, and
yes,
yo, let's go. Let's go.
I just got a date for the.
Yeah, you told me. It's open up there.
Yeah, it's still here.
What I do like about Paul Pablo is also just, I don't want to say like he's openly gay. He's just him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's fine,
being him.
This is Paul Pablo.
Exactly.
This is like
it, to me. I just discussed. I had a talk with my wife about I'm having a podcast today. Mm. I have Paul Pablo.
Yeah,
and we discussed who Paul Pablo was.
Yeah.
And we literally had a conversation about that's the Paul Pablo, and we literally had a conversation about why she also, and we together, like, yeah, it's weird, like coming out of the closet, right? It's a big thing, right?
Yeah,
like
for
it's
some people,
it's,
yeah,
it's hard to do, which is weird to me because us who are literally, guys, look at this, normal, right? Right, like we don't have to come out of the closet that we're into women. Like, why is it, why does a gay person have to come out of the closet for liking a guy?
Yeah,
like, why, that's, it's just, it's normal. Like, you don't,
it is normal.
I think coming out of the closet shouldn't be a thing.
No, it shouldn't be. No, if you like guys, if you're a guy and you like guys, that's fine. If you're a guy and you like girls, that's fine.
That's so, also right.
Exactly. So, what you said, like,
if you're a
coming
guy,
out of the closet. Yeah.
If you're a guy and you like animals, that's different.
Then that's a different story. Yeah.
That's a little bit weird.
Then that's a different story again. Yeah.
That's a different story, guys.
Exactly.
But, like, and that's why what I really like about you, Paul, is that you're kind of, it seems like you're fearless. Right, like you're like, this is me, this is what you get, and I'm going all in.
Yeah.
And that fearless, where does that come from? Because I really want to know, because that's where a lot of people can learn a lot of, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Where does that fearless come from?
Okay, so I think that this fearlessness that I have, I actually got it from my experience before when I was still in grade 8, because before I really doubt why someone would want or would expect a gay person to act like, you know, someone feminine or dress up like someone who is feminine like that. I didn't get the issue why, like, whenever you become gay or you like, you know, expose yourself as someone who is gay here in the Philippines, you're expected to be someone who's funny, incorporated with comedy like that. You're expected to be talented.
True.
You should be good at something in order for you to be accepted. So I wanted to challenge that one. Like, you know, right now I am doing my best to, like, you know, express myself. It doesn't mean that whenever I express myself, I dress up as someone who looks like a lady. Like, you know, like I don't want to be incorporated. Like, whenever I say that I am proud to be gay, I just dress up like, you know, well, they can see it the way I carry myself,
yeah,
like that.
Exactly.
As a gay person, I think that you're free to explore your masculinity and femininity. You're allowed to dress like a real guy, like a straight guy, like that. Even straight guys are allowed to dress up like gay people like that. I think that it's not that I'm fearless, but I think that my the way I see these kind of things is to, you know, like it's wide and open. I don't want to like close my mind into something. I don't want to tie my mindset into something limited. I think that all of us, we are free to express ourselves. If you're a guy and you want to wear skirts, then there's no problem with that. So I think that, you know, like being fearless about how you want to carry yourself is you know, something that you should embody, and it will be your weapon against people who have a close who are close-minded like that, who tend to discriminate.
But
sometimes you could like observe like deep inside, they also want to be like you, like they want to be free like you, they want to be brave like you, but they can't do that because they think that it's, you know, like it's cringeworthy or it's not just normal. But there's normal is, you know, like it's constructed by the society, and I think that normal really does not exist because you yourself is normal. There's nothing abnormal with me wearing this this type of earrings like that. So
which I think is beautiful. I will not wear it, but I think it's beautiful on you.
For sure.
You know, like that's
sure,
the whole thing. Like, you know what I mean? Exactly, okay, take a shot. Take a shot, guys.
Hey, whoa.
He's taking a shot. No.
Paul,
you're our type of guy. You're our type of guy. Oh, I still have. You're our type of guy. No, but that's true, Paul. Like that's why I literally said, like, about the normal. There is no normal, you know, like everybody is normal, and then just accept, like, not being close-minded like that. And that's why I kind of feel that I feel that you're fearless. And of course everybody has a little fear. You know, like even the biggest leaders in the world, they have a little fear, like, I might not be doing the right thing, or I'm a little bit scared. But just you being who you are at the moment, it will open up so many other people's minds. It'll change a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, say, I'm sorry. Say, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna do me.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I like it. So cheers to that.
Yeah.
You already drink.
We already drank it. Man.
You already drank it, right?
Paul already drank it as well.
Drink. Paul is drinking. Like, oh yes. Ooh. Okay.
Ooh.
So, talking about all of that. Fearlessness and this and that sassiness and everything. Like, where? So, you're still an artist. You're still a musician. I want to know where that inspiration comes from. Like, do you have inspirations in,
like,
music?
You mean like a role model?
Yeah.
Oh,
I actually have someone who is, you know, like, I've been a fan of her since I was 8 years old, and then ever since that day, it really did not disappear. I really love her. Lady Gaga. I've been a fan of Lady Gaga for a very long time, since I was 8 years old. And right now, I'm 21. So the first song I heard from her was Poker Face, I think. And then after we have no internet connection before, so I just just purchased some DVDs I asked my brother to download some of her music videos from YouTube.
Okay.
And then I just watch it on my cell phone.
Yeah.
And then until now, even if Cheek to Cheek era and Joanne, I did not let go of her. I listened to her album, whatever genre she explored. I think that she's free to do that, and then I just don't get why people bash her for, you know, like leaving electro pop for a while because she wanted to, like, you know, explore some of her you know, like, taste in music, because, you know, there wouldn't be Shallow, there wouldn't be Million Reasons if she just, you know, like stick with Poker Face, because that's what people expect from her, like that.
But that's
I think as an art.
Yeah, that's the thing. Us being musicians and artists, right? Like artists. You just go through phases. When I was 21, and I'm not, Paul. I'm not
back
anymore.
In the days, like back in the days.
in the days. When I was 21, I wouldn't write and produce songs how I'm doing it right now.
Right now, yeah.
Like, not only quality-wise, but just, like, feeling-wise. Mm-hmm. Like, I have different... It would be more, I don't know, hip-hop-y, you know, like, all of that stuff. And that's the thing that also, like, for example, Lady Gaga. I mean, she's not going to do... Like when she's a little bit older, she's not gonna do it. Like you go through phases, go through different emotions, right?
Yeah.
Different stages in life.
Different stages for sure. Yeah.
So that's a hard discussion for me always. Like when people always like, oh yeah, but it's not his first album, you know. I had discussion with a lot of people about maybe John Mayer's, like when he did some country, like he was poppy, jazzy, but then he did a country thing. I'm like, yeah, but that's just his face. Probably and that, just yeah, listen to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just don't hate it because it's not what you used to.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's exactly what's wrong with don't hate it because it's not something that you're used to.
That you're expected.
Exactly,
before,
right?
Yeah.
And it's the same, like, just love him or her being who that person is.
Yeah, but you know, like, people, they don't like if something changes.
Yeah.
If they're, how do you say, it's like they're used to something. And then, let's say for John Mayer, they were used to his sound before, and then he changed like the genre.
Exactly.
And then people were like, what is this? But because he changed, people they didn't accept it. I don't know how you say it. Yeah.
Also, the thing is, then just not listen to him anymore.
No.
Then just not listen to him anymore and just like just follow somebody else who's doing that. And then other people will listen to John Mayer do like that. I don't care. It's the same with us. It's the same with Paul Paulo, right? So Lady Gaga, okay.
Okay. Yes.
And I know that Lady Gaga's inspirations were like Madonna, Grace Jones. Mm-hmm. Like, is that also a thing that you look up to, or is just like solely Lady Gaga?
I also love Madonna, because you know my mom listens to her before, but the way Madonna carries herself is not really working for my mom, because my mom is kind of conservative like that, but she is supportive on how I carry myself.
Yeah.
That's why I love her also. I think for Lady Gaga, I've watched a lot of her interviews, and then there was this interview where she talked about her being incorporated with Madonna for a lot of times like that, and then She said that Madonna is an artist, like that Madonna is, you know, like capable of like singing songs that she did not make like that. But Lady Gaga is a producer. She is an artist. She's the one who writes all of her songs like that. And then that's where she said that there's a difference between them. And then maybe Lady Gaga just adored Madonna before, and a lot of her, you know, the way a lot of what Madonna did before really influenced Lady Gaga. Even I, as an artist, there are also a lot of like, you know, scenes that I've seen from the music videos of Lady Gaga before that I unconsciously do on some of my music videos like that. And I think that there's nothing bad about it, because you know, great people influence a lot of people. And then Lady Gaga, you know, like being Madonna influencing Lady Gaga, I think that it's okay, because that doesn't really mean that Lady Gaga is a copycat of Madonna like that. Because, you know, like before that really became an issue that but Madonna is reborn in the name of Lady Gaga like that. But knowing Lady Gaga for a lot of years, like, you know, like being... I've been a fan of her since I was 8. I I really realized that there's a big difference between Madonna and Lady Gaga. Maybe the influence of Madonna was just, you know, quite visible on her Born This Way and the Fame Monster era, especially on the Alejandro music video and Born This Way. Yeah, but the other songs, the way she carried herself, she's like a rock star. And
yes,
Madonna is not like that. Lady Gaga is a pop star, but she her power looks like a, you know, like a rock star like that. She's more for me. That's my bias because I
I get that.
It's more adorable for me.
I do wanna say about Madonna that she, like, every time she came out with a song, it was still Madonna, but it was slightly into the vein of whatever was going on at that period of time. So that was like she knew how to pick the producers. Like, she knew how to pick the writers. Like, she knew how to pick songs. You know?
Yeah.
To me, that's legendary. Like she knew, like, when she came with,
she
music,
knew what was coming. Yeah,
mix
exactly.
The people.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, yo, that was back in the day. Like, that was really good. And she went away for a couple of years, you know, before
she did.
That.
She did. Before that song, yes.
Yeah, man. That was good. I really like that. Paul, I also, because the songs that we're just describing, right, are all in the native language, in the Philippines, and are there, is that Bisayan or is that Tagalog?
Which song is it? Bangin?
Yeah.
Bangin. Okay. So Bangin is actually a Tagalog song. So I wrote it in full Tagalog. And then, I also have this song called Bye Before. And then Bye is written in Davao Conios. It's mixed up with English, Tagalog, and Bisaya.
Oh. And are you, like, do you have plans to go English more, or maybe even full English?
Okay, so I have actually written a lot of English songs also, and Sir Alex just gave me an advice that maybe we'll release an English song sooner, or maybe after I got to release a lot of Tagalog songs, because here in the Philippines, you know, a lot of people tend to listen to Tagalog songs than English songs. But when you are, you know, like, really known as an artist now here in the Philippines, like, you have a lot of support from a lot of people, like, you have already a fan base, then it would be a lot easier for you to like, you know, promote an English song in here. So I think, pero ano, I'm also open about, you know, like, releasing English songs, like, as soon as I thought, like, I was actually expecting kasi to release an English song maybe next year, like that, because right now I started with Tagalog songs, so I want to finish the year with Tagalog songs. Pero I think na ano, for English songs, there's actually no issue if you want to, like, you know, release a song in English, but for me, I think that I just want to, like, you know, follow what Sir Alex said. And then he also told me that for the English songs that I wrote, since most of it are, you know, like, very electro pop, like that, like danceable, mga ganon. So he told me na, ano, maybe we'll save that one for a bigger bigger situation or bigger opportunity, like that.
Exactly.
So once I get big as an artist, siguro, like, that would be some of the things that people would expect, and it will be like a surprise and another step up.
You're already big, man.
Yeah, man.
Come on.
You're going viral, man.
You're a viral artist. Come on, man.
He's just being too humble, man.
He is, right?
He is.
Like, maybe for bigger situations.
Yeah, maybe, I'll but actually, English. You should say, like, I am big right now. I am Paul Pablo.
Exactly.
This is me.
Exactly. I am Paul Pablo.
Yeah.
And I am a big artist.
I am. This is me. This is me. Like Michael Jackson did, like.
This is like, me. Yeah, was it This Is Me?
I thought the last concert.
This Is Me.
Yeah, it was. Right? This Is Me.
It's called This Is Me.
Yeah.
I was I wasn't supposed to go, but I wanted to.
In London?
O2
Arena?
The London one, the O2
Arena.
But then he kind of died on us. Rest in peace, bro.
Rest in peace, brother. All right. I just want to play a game with you, Paul.
Paul, it's wants to play a game. I mean, yeah. I also want to play a game.
Yeah, it's called Seven Dilemmas. You got like how many seconds? 5 seconds to answer? One like this?
That's it, right?
Yeah,
that's it.
5 seconds, 5 seconds.
And so then when you're late, you're here. Yeah. And when you're on time, you're here.
Yeah.
And is there a like what if? Like
I saw that he's drinking some. Is it wine or
is it wine?
No, it's just
tequila.
It's not even alcohol. It's not even
lemon juice. Nah, no worries.
Whatever.
So if you
get my throat.
Yeah. So if you're on time, then. Xerxes, take a shot. So
what?
If you're too late, then
you'll take a shot.
No,
just be too late. Just be late, Paul. No, just for me, for right, my yeah. wellness.
All right. Who will do the questions?
It's this or that. I don't know. You do the questions.
Yeah, it's up to you, man.
You do the questions.
Me. All right.
So it's seven dilemmas. This or that.
5 seconds.
5 seconds. Seven.
All right. Never rock the stage again, or never create music in the studio ever again.
Never rock the stage again.
Ooh. Oh, right. I saw in his face it's a hard one. We're gonna talk about that later.
Alright. Number two, give up your favorite food or give up sex.
Give up my favorite food.
This one is a hard one
for everybody. Yeah, it's a hard one. Even for me, like, because favorite food, like chicken adobo, like, you have to give up chicken adobo? What?
All right. Question number three. Never to write your own songs again, or never to produce your music videos again.
Never to produce my music videos again.
All right. Okay, cool. Number four, piano or guitar?
Guitar. I'm not good at piano.
So you hate piano?
I'm kidding. All right. Okay. Be left at the altar by your... Hey, whoa.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Okay. Let's do it again.
Okay.
Be left at the altar by your fiancé, or leave your fiancé at the altar?
Ooh.
Leave my fiancé.
Oh, yeah. I would do the same.
Yeah, for sure. I think everybody would choose this one. All right. Question number six. Melody or lyrics?
Lyrics.
Oh, just in time.
That one was also a hard one.
That was also hard. We just discussed that.
All right. Okay. The last question.
I don't even want to do this anymore.
I know the answer already. Yeah. I know the answer already. Just, all right. Xerxes, Nelson, or Lawrence?
We still want an answer.
You still have to answer.
I still want to answer. Oh, whoa. Hey. My mic is breaking because of that.
That's a hard one. That's the hardest one for everybody. Yeah.
And we do need an answer because we have a bottle at stake.
Yes.
Like, who gets the most point at the end of the season gets this bottle.
Yes.
A new one, of course.
A new. You get an empty bottle.
So who is it, Paul?
I think since we're gonna be working together in the future, I think it's serious.
Hey!
Paul.
But I love both of you.
Paul, I think I said I love you, but I really mean it right now.
Now he means it because you got the point.
Like now, I really. Yes. Again, I'm just gonna do this again.
Because it
kind of feels weird to get a point right now because it feels like so long, like too long ago for me getting a point.
For getting a point. Yeah, the last episode, yeah, Nelson got 2 points.
And then before that, Nelson got points.
My first 3 points.
Wait. No, not your first 3 points.
Wait, yeah?
You're leading.
You got points from Sam?
Who was before... who was before... Relden gave Nelson points.
Yeah, Rion gave him points. I got a point from Daniel. Yeah. Who got
seriously?
Sam.
Nobody
Sam.
Gave
Sam
no,
gave
no.
you
No, Nelson also.
Also Nelson.
Of course.
Oh wow. Okay, so Nelson is like
thank you, Paul. That means I'm always the underdog here. And you just gave the underdog a point.
Hey.
Thank you. But we yes. saw question number one. We saw that it was difficult for him.
Yeah. Never rock the stage again or never create music in the studio ever again. So, yeah. So, yeah. The answer was?
I never to rock the stage again.
Yeah. Okay. Why is that? Why?
I think I kind of, you know, like thought of it as fast as that, because the situation right now, like, you know, it's more fun doing music in the studio than doing it on stage, yeah. because a lot of people could, you know, like watch. But in the future, of course, I really want to perform, because performing is also my passion. Before I got to do music in the studio, I started with performing on stage like that. And it really, you know, it feels really good to perform in front of a lot of people. But right now, because of the pandemic, it's kind of, you know, like, kind of hard to actualize, especially here in the Philippines. Like, a lot of stubborn people are not, you know, following instructions. That's why, that's why
it's more fun in the Philippines.
It's more fun in the Philippines. I get that. Yeah. I think this question also, now during the pandemic, is an easy one. For a lot of artists.
Like creating music in the studio instead of performing.
I would always create because I'm not an artist, but...
Yeah, but maybe if you ask like being a DJ, then... Probably,
what would you answer?
It's about Paul Pablo, so...
shot.
Yes, for sure. I'll take a shot. This one's for you, Paul.
You should take a shot.
All right. So he was also like, which one was it again?
I mean, everything. Like, he would give up his favorite food.
Melody or lyrics, right? That one was a hard one, I think.
It felt like it was a hard one as well, that one, the melody or lyrics.
Melody or lyrics.
I'm starting to, you know, like, want to switch to the melody, because what I... But it's okay. I'll stick with lyrics, because I think that there are a lot of songs with not so good with, you know, the melody is not so good, but the lyrics is really you know, like
powerful.
It's life changing like that. And I think that whenever I feel sad, I don't know if you guys could also relate, but whenever I feel sad, when I listen to a song, I tend to, like, you know, listen to the lyrics more than the melody. Whenever I feel happy or neutral, I just listen to the melody. Okay. I focus more on the melody than the lyrics. But if you really want to, like, you know, the song to give impact to you, then the lyrics is something that you will look up to. So that's why I chose the lyrics.
Is it safe to say that when you're happy, then you're listening to the melody more, and when you're sad, you're listening to the lyrics more? Like, I kind of feel that that's my narrative a little bit.
If you think about it, because if you're more happy, then it's more like, I love this tune, because probably it's because of the melody. But if you're sad, then it's like you keep thinking in yourself, like in your mind, it's like, okay, I'm not feeling well right now. What should I do with my life? I don't know. And then you're listening to the lyrics. You keep thinking. And then...
True. Emotion alert, both can make me cry. Both can make me cry, like listening to a beautiful melody like colliding with each other, like, oh man, I just
feel it
carrying away, you know, like being carried away. But also good lyrics that is like specifically for you, like almost, oh, John Mayer, you write that for me? You wrote that song for me?
Especially for you.
Or Lady Gaga, you wrote that song for me, right? Exactly, like that can, you know. Like, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. One of the others, one, you would rather still write your own songs. I kind of get that still, of course. Yes, but also, like, he's not only an audio artist, like he's also like he's an artist everything. In general. That's why I thought like that would be a good dilemma, but it was easy. Like, no, just
it was too easy, man.
It was too easy.
It was too easy.
But I also thought, like, you know, I could still edit photos because it's just limited on the music video part. So if that question, like, you know, would come true, like, simba ko pala yun. I don't know what that means in English. But, you know, I really don't want that to happen. But, you know, I also, like, edit the cover art for my photos. So,
yeah, it's still
okay. At least I could express myself on the cover.
You still have that. Yeah. You still have that. No, you can't do that anymore also. Like, now you have to choose again. Only audio or only...
Exactly.
No, we'll let this one slide.
Yeah, we'll let this one slide.
Paul, I think we want to thank you for being... It was our honor.
It was an honor.
Literally.
To have you here on the on the podcast.
We're probably going to work soon.
Probably. You got the point, so yes.
Only because you gave me the point, I'm already down, like, to have sessions and everything. Like,
you have to now.
I have to now.
You have to work with him. Yeah, now you
have
to.
I remember on the Maruja episode that she just bribed me with alcohol. And now people can just bribe me with points. Because that translates into alcohol at the end of the day. Yeah. Am I saying I'm an alcoholic? I'm sorry, Mom. I'm not. I want to thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Where can the people find you?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so if you guys want to see more of my content, then just follow me on my TikTok account. It's at my username is at It's Paul Pablo, and I also have an Instagram and Twitter account. And also on my Facebook page, my username is at It's Paul Pablo. So all of my social media accounts actually has the same username.
It's going to be here.
It's Paul Pablo. And then you could also subscribe to my channel. My YouTube channel is, Paul Pablo.
Paul Pablo. I'm looking forward to a lot of content.
I'm following Paul Pablo.
Are you?
Right now.
I'm already following Paul Pablo,
it's
right?
Paul Pablo.
Let me check if I follow Paul Pablo.
It's Paul Pablo. On Instagram. Everybody, make sure to check him out.
No, I already follow him.
Yeah. Nelson as well.
Yep, I already follow
him. All right. So, all right.
That's amazing.
Paul. It's Paul Pablo. It will be here on the screen, right?
Yep.
Oh, wait. Here Easy. Or here.
Easy. Also, a side note. My kids are almost done at school. I have to pick them up.
Yeah.
Like real life.
Yeah, man.
Like,
I know.
We're having fun, but we're real life. Like, I can't drink too much because I have to pick up the kids from school and have to drive them home safely. So, that's.
Well, what time is it there?
That's a great question.
2 p.m.
Yeah, 2 p.m.
Oh. It's actually 8 p.m.
Yeah, 8 p.m. in the Philippines,
After this one, I'll sleep.
You're going to sleep?
You go back to bed,
I like really hope you're going to feel better and better and better. Because it sucks to not feel good, right? Stay safe.
Yes.
Feel better. Thank you for being a guest, right?
Yeah, we keep in touch, for sure.
Thank you for having me also. It's an honor for me.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Everybody, this was Paul Pablo all the way from the Philippines.
Yes.
Wow. Oh.
Yes.
Wow, that was Nelson.
And Paul Pablo, but also Nelson.
Paul Pablo and Nelson. We just got a viral artist.
My iPad died on me.
He died. Wow.
You saw that? You saw that?
I saw it.
10% left. It was like 5%.
It was like, oh.
It still got juice. 4%.
Four.
Yeah.
But you still got your phone.
Yeah, I still got my phone.
So this was Paul Pablo, a viral artist signed by Warner Music Philippines as well.
Yeah. Also, like June 18. Yeah. I don't know if this episode is being aired. Nelson knows all that stuff.
This time, yeah.
But
could be by the end of the week.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Because next week we got
figure it out for a second.
2 weeks. This episode will be aired in 2 weeks.
So
right now it's June 7.
So probably
14.
So okay, the song now, probably
now we speak
will
Dutch. 7 plus 14 is.
So the song will be out there, right? Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, then we can
You can also edit it on the screen.
I will. I will play the song. That's just out.
What's the name of the song?
The name of the song. I'm trying to find it.
Kalawaka.
I'm trying. Yes.
Kalawaka.
Kalawaka.
Upcoming single out on June 18.
Yeah. Listen to the song. Again, I'm a fan of Paul Pablo, and not only because I got the point. But I do got the
that
point.
That is why he's a fan.
No.
Oh man!
I think we touched some really interesting topics.
Some
there.
Topics, yeah.
Right.
Also, know more about Paul Pablo, besides being an artist.
Being an artist, also an amazing person.
Mm-hmm.
You're an amazing person. Nelson is an amazing.
I know.
Get the shot. So you're getting a shot. And you're getting a shot of the COVID
shot. On June 23, I get my vaccine.
Yeah, you already got. You already.
I already planned the date. So
that's crazy.
June 23.
That's crazy.
So Philippines.
Here I come.
Yeah.
See you soon.
I'm too young to get a shot at this moment.
He's too young. So that means I'm too old.
That's
how you can say it as well.
Does the people know how old we are? Do the people know? Already?
I don't know. We talked about comics like back in the days. We talked about the episode before. We talked about the
PlayStation 1.
Exactly. So they might have an idea like how old we are
right now.
That's,
yeah.
I'm 21.
Forever 21.
Hey, yes. You're forever 21.
So yes, everybody.
Thank
you for watching.
While we take a shot, Nelson is gonna tell everybody where they can find us.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Kings of the Night podcast, Spotify,
Spotcast,
Deezer, Amazon.
I think also on Apple Music. Right?
Are we still
Apple Podcast?
Are we still trending? Music interviews?
I don't know.
I don't even care. Like we just do this for fun, right?
It is for fun. For sure.
I mean, guys, we're actually not making money.
But Jose, if you do want to sponsor.
Yeah.
But Jose Cuervo, if you do.
New MacBooks.
Apple.
We need new MacBooks. Oh, you see
Apple,
the Apple
Logic, Adobe, everything came.
Everything. It's called Samsung here.
If Samsung.
We need new TVs as well.
A KLM Sony camera.
KLM, Philippine Airlines.
That's a good one.
Hey.
KLM.
From Amsterdam to Manila.
Yeah. Hey.
Which one is the best airline to go to the Philippines?
For me, it's Singapore Airlines.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's only because
of the food.
Etihad.
It's only. Etihad?
Etihad.
Yeah,
Etihad.
I also thought that Etihad
is also good. Etihad. Residence, wow. Okay, that's then like it's like you're flying business class. And.
But it's also Etihad. Like Singapore Airlines, wasn't that the one that just like messed up a lot?
No, that was Malaysia.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Singapore was, for me, just because of the food.
Singapore was the one that I always, we always went when I was going with my parents, which I think it was KLM or Philippine
Airlines.
We always had a Kuala Lumpur layover.
Kuala Lumpur. Then it's, oh, you flew with the Malaysia.
I think it's Malaysia.
That was the Malaysia one. Yeah, that's the one who got...
Hey, I'm still here, guys.
You're still here.
I'm still here, guys.
Thank you guys for watching Kings of the Night podcast.
That was it.
Yes. Woo! Kings of the Night. You and I are kings of the night.